lovely audience. Welcome to another episode of Last Come, First Served, where we put three lovely contestants to the test to see who can last the longest. I am your hostess, Maxine Fitzgerald, and today we have three spectacular women who have been aching to participate. Ladies, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Scarlett. I've lasted 5 hours edging. Beat that, ladies.
I'm Harley. I'm just here to fuck around.
What about you, sweetheart?
Hi, I'm Cece. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone.
Wonderful. Well, that brings me to the next point I wanted to address. If any of you choose to withdraw your consent at any time, say the word and I'll have you escorted to safety. This goes for the audience, too. If anyone finds themselves uncomfortable and wishes to leave, please don't hesitate to part ways with us. We're here to have fun, but consent is top priority. With that being said, are you ready, ladies?
Fuck yes.
Hell yeah, I am.
Yes.
And what about our lovely audience? Are you all ready for a show? So let's go over the rules for any newcomers present. Our lovely show assistants will get the contestants off in their preferred masturbation methods. And whoever comes last wins the opportunity to fuck the one and only Maxine Fitzgerald in front of a live audience. As per show protocol, we have asked the contestants to fill out forms regarding what sends them skyrocketing to the edge the fastest. Then, we asked them to take polygraph tests to make sure their answers were truthful, because remember, cheaters get kicked to the curb. Next, we have also asked our beautiful contestants to wear heart monitor watches and have projected their heart rates to the screen, as one of the sure signs of an orgasm is an increased heart rate. My, my, Cece, your heart rate is very high right now. Are you doing all right, honey?
Yeah, I'm just, nervous.
Well, that's absolutely all right and very normal among contestants. And remember, if you wish to withdraw at any point, do let me know.
Will do.
Well, let's go over the other signs of an orgasm to make sure we can tell when a contestant orgasms. The other signs may include a flushed face, release of fluids, increased breathing levels, and let's not forget one of the most obvious signs, contractions. We've made sure to only use the highest quality cameras in order to ensure we capture each and every delicious orgasm from head to toe. Smile at the camera, my dear contestants. My lovely assistants, please make your way to the stage with the toys mentioned in the contestants' forms. Would you like to tell the audience what your preferred ways to masturbate are, ladies?
Two words. Magic wand. Go big or go home, baby.
I'm a sucker for deep throating a dildo until it's all wet and taking it like there's no tomorrow.
I'm a simple girl. I just like working with my hands.
Wonderful. Well, allow me to introduce to you my amazing assistants. Paige with the magic hands, Selena, the sex toy expert, and Winona, who knows how to hit the right spots. Paige, please go to Cece. Selena, please go see Harley, and Winona, please make your way to Scarlett. Wonderful! Selena, please turn the magic wand on, and Winona, please give Harley the dildo. Harley, would you like to give us a show before we get started?
Oh, you know it.
Look at her go. Wow, Harley, I must say, that's really hot. I've never seen anyone take this much in without gagging before.
You can thank my experience swallowing hot dogs at food eating contests for that.
Impressive. Would you say your toy is ready now?
Oh, for sure.
All right. Please give it back to Selena. Assistants, Please get into position. Excellent. Are you all ready to get this show started?
I was born ready.
Ready as ever.
Yes.
Okay, ladies. On your marks, get set, go.
Oh, God, yes.
Holy fuck. Just like that.
She can hold it just like that for you, but will you be able to hold your orgasm in once it's time?
Obviously. Everyone I've ever been with told me that I've lasted longer than anyone else.
I've had days where I've lasted a while. Scarlett, don't be a show-off. Well, we're all showing ourselves up here, literally. But I guess that's beside the point.
I don't know about that. Cece over here looks like she's holding her nose like she's getting fucked in a public bathroom.
I'm just really quiet.
Now. I know we all want to win here, but we must remember to be good sports here. And Cece's moans are just lovely, no matter how quiet or loud, don't you think?
Oh, yes, Scarlett. Oh, not everyone moans like they're having sex for the last time in their life.
Hey! Are you implying that this is the last time I could ever get laid?
Maybe yes. Oh, maybe no. Oh, I can't tell the future. Except that I can tell with an attitude like yours, your karma will be the loose.
Blah. Karma this, karma that. What's next? Are you gonna get out your crystal ball and read my fucking tarot cards?
No, because I don't see a future for you. Especially if I close my eyes. Oh, and I can't see anything anyway.
Please be nice, guys.
The lovely Cece is right. We're here for good fun. I know you're here to fuck me, and the idea of losing can be hard, but please take it in stride. We have a zero tolerance policy for bullying.
You're being way too nice to Cece. Do you have a thing for her?
No, I'm simply standing up for the underdog, or perhaps I should say under puppy, if she's into pet play. Tell me, Cece, are you interested in pet play?
I'd be open to trying it.
Yes. Fuck. Just like that. Oh, God. Oh, deeper. Oh, I want it all the way inside me. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm getting close to the edge. Oh, get it together. Oh, fuck, I need to hold back.
Now, this is my favorite question to ask my dear contestants. What would you do with the one and only Maxine Fitzgerald if you won?
Well, I'd so make you wear lacy stockings and dom you with a strap on. And overstimulate you until you couldn't take it anymore.
I would love to 69 with you. Oh, you look so cute. I could just eat you up. Oh, sorry. Eat you out.
I'd let you take the lead. It would be my first time if I won.
Ah, potential first timer. You're the first one on the show. Well, Cece, if you win, I'd be more than happy and honored to be your first time.
Okay.
Oh, we're all women-loving women here, Scarlett.
Oh, fuck, I'm so close.
Oh, I'm barely there yet. I bet even Cece isn't anywhere near close either.
I'm really not. Maybe it's because I'm nervous.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck, I'm coming.
Oh, my friends, take a good look at the cameras and behold the wonderful sight. It's quite easy to tell Scarlett is coming. Observe the change in her heart rate on the monitor. The way her face flushes, the way her pussy is pulsing with so much ache, the way her breathing changes.
God damn it!
Any karma would hate you for your rotten attitude. I sure saw it coming.
We are now down to two contestants. Who will win?
Oh, I'd hope I would. Oh, fuck. This feels so much better than it should. Your assistants don't really know what they're doing. Excuse me. They really know who they're doing.
Now, while we wait in anticipation to see which contestant will be today's winner, the lovely audience is invited to send over their most burning questions to the phone number on the board above, and they will be shown on this screen right here. I will be picking out the juiciest questions for my stunning contestants. All right, let's see. Oh, this is an excellent question. Girls, what is the dirtiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, I sucked a cop off, so he'd let me get away with shoplifting.
Spicy, I love it. What about you, honey?
One time I really liked this girl, and I slept over at her house, and while she was out running errands, I may or may not have played with her vibrator on her bed while wearing one of her dresses.
Whoa! Who knew such a good girl like you could get so nasty?
I know. I still feel bad about it to this day.
Oh, sweetie, no. I didn't mean it like that. I think that's absolutely hot.
Really?
Yes, really. Oh, Harley, how you holding up? You seem quite close.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I can do it the same way I can do you. Oh, because I know I'll win for sure.
Great. Well, let's get to the next question. Oh, this one was directed at Harley. Harley, would you rather never use a sex toy again or never use a microwave again?
If this question is to out me as a horny bitch, so be it. Gladly. I could eat any food I want on the stove, and I'm not giving up my huge sex toy collection.
Oh, how many sex toys do you own?
I think about 200.
Oh. Wow, that's a lot.
Well, how about you, Cece? Would you care to share how many sex toys you own?
I don't have any, but I do like humping my pillow.
Oh, same. Oh, Cece, honey, this is a question for you. This person asked you what your ideal way to lose your virginity would be.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, I'm coming. Oh, holy shit, it's so fucking good. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, fuck!
Oh, my. Well, looks like we got our winner. Congratulations, Cece. Would you like to be finished off or claim your prize?
I'd like to claim my prize, please.
Sure. Before we begin, I always ask my contestants if they'd like to receive their prize on stage or backstage.
On stage, please. I've been thinking about this a lot.
Now I have one more question. How do you want to lose your virginity?
I'd really, really, really like to take a strap on. I want you to fill me up until I come.
Oh my God. I would absolutely love to do that for you. Can I kiss you?
Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, Selena, please bring out our generous selection of strap-ons. All right, pick any strap-on you'd like, cutie.
I think I want the pink strapless. Mm. It looks really cute and big, and it has an end you can put in yourself so you can feel good too.
Mm, the pink one it is. Can I take our clothes off?
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, roll out the bed, assistants. Our dear and lovely Cece deserves to be fucked comfortably. Okay. Thank you. Now, let me put the shorter end inside myself. Are you ready, Cece?
Ready.
Oh, you feel so good. Do you know that?
Thank you. You feel really good, too. Am I okay at this?
Oh, you're doing amazing, sweetie. You look so beautiful beneath me. Oh, is it okay if I play with your nipples?
I'd love that a lot. Oh my god. Oh, that feels so good.
Which is exactly how you deserve it. Especially for the first time. Is this pace okay?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Oh, fuck, Cece, you're so cute.
Could
I what, honey?
If you could, here.
Pointing won't tell me enough, Cece. I could give you everything you could want. But you need to use your words.
Can you please, kiss my neck?
Oh, that's my good girl. Of course. Oh, such a beautiful neck like yours. Shouldn't ever be neglected.
Oh, Maxine, you're so hot.
And you're cute. So we make a perfect pair. By the way, feel free to play with my tits if you want. Oh, they're aching for your touch.
Yes, mommy. Oh god, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. I absolutely love being called mommy. Especially by a cute girl like you.
Mommy. Oh, you feel really, really good.
Do you like being fucked in front of an audience, Cece? Oh, do you like the way they watch you being taken and fucked by me?
It's all I ever wanted.
Oh, what a good girl. Oh, I could just... touch yourself as I fuck you, honey. I want to make you come as hard as possible.
Yes, mommy. I'll touch myself. Oh my god, it feels so good.
Oh, good girl. You're such a good girl for me. Oh, look at this. Oh, beautiful sight, everyone. Look how well she's taking my dick and being so sweet and obedient for me. Oh, she's a real gem, isn't she? Oh, tell me, Cece. Are there any titles you like to be called?
I kind of want to be called Puppy.
Oh, such a cute puppy you are. Oh, look, everyone. Look at what an amazing puppy she is. Oh, isn't she just so adorable?
Oh my god. Oh, I think I'm close.
Oh, fuck, me too. Me too, puppy. Let's come together. What do you say?
Yeah, I'd like that. Oh, I'm...
Puppy, oh, you are so amazing. Is it all right if I dress you?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Really, really good. You have no idea how much I wanted this.
You are so adorable. I could kiss your forehead.
Oh, you're welcome to do that.
Hey, Cece. I think you're really cute and so sweet. Can I give you my number?
Are you asking me out?
Only if you want to.
I'd be down for that. Hey, can I kiss you one more time?
You make one more time sound like it's the last time, honey. And I'd kiss you as often as I could if you'd like me to. Come with me backstage and we can exchange our contact information. How does that sound to you?
Perfect.
Wonderful. Well, that will be all for tonight, folks. Thank you for coming to our show, and thank you to the wonderful contestants who have come to participate. Please give them a round of applause.